Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. When you sponsor this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing toward needed supplies and equipment. Visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescues, educational programs, advocacy, and the locally infamous turtle bus. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I hope, if you haven't already, that you'll join the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook or sign up for my newsletter at myshamaniclife.com. I'd love it if you would join a turtle journey, our very short 30-minute audio-only gathering where you can take a journey and we gather on a conference call every full and new moon to explore the moon's energy and journey with that energy with our animal helping spirits for guidance. I'm feeling very much this little community that we've built up in the Facebook group as a strengthening of the threads that connect us. When I pulled a card from Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck this morning, Spider came out. And the meaning that came to me for Spider was about those threads of connection. And that what happens in one part of the web sends vibrations along the threads. No matter how you try to tune it out, you're part of it. And in the United States, there have been some pretty big vibrations. I have been struggling with feelings of anger and fear and hopelessness and frustration. And at the same time, I'm trying to launch a nonprofit organization, the next iteration of Dancing Turtle Rescue and Rehab. And I'm scared to death. I'm scared that I do not have the skills or the resources to pull this off. But I'm also scared of continuing alone with the momentum that this work has taken on. A literal avalanche of turtles and other wildlife. As I'm recording this, a new rescue is sitting on the floor by my feet, too uncomfortable to be confined after having come out of a bad situation. For her and the other turtles that are in need of good homes, and for the wild turtles in need of care so that they can heal, I want this new venture to be amazing, but it's very hard to feel like I can create something amazing when it seems like the world is just against me in so many big ways, between the pandemic and whatever that was in Washington, D.C. last week, whatever you want to call it. Our systems that have been the support and that I have been privileged as a white middle-class girl to be part of are breaking down. and those who wish to preserve them do not share my values, which means that we are stepping into something completely unknown. And it's hard to think about starting an organization while the ground underneath you is shaking, when your foundation is being rattled. And I know I'm not the only one feeling anxious and up in my head, lots of emotions. And all of those things that we are thinking and feeling are 100% valid. 100%. But we need to also be able to ground, to remember where we get our nourishment and support. So for this episode, I'd like to invite you into a guided grounding meditation that I hope will help you reconnect to the earth, to your foundation, to know that there is something deeper holding you steady than the systems that we created as humans. So if you'd like to sit, find a comfortable place to do so. You may be sitting on the floor, the ground, in a chair. You can also lie down. See what works for you. And now, as you adjust so that you're in a comfortable position, begin to notice your breath. Feel yourself breathing in. Feel yourself breathing out. And as you're breathing in, imagine that you're breathing in light. Imagine that this light is flowing in and through your system and out through the bottom of your feet. As you breathe out, imagine that you're breathing out anything that is not necessary at this time. Just letting it go gently and easily. Imagine that beings of light are just whisking away whatever you're breathing out and taking it someplace where it can do good. Continue to be aware that you are breathing in light and breathing out anything that is not useful at this time. As you continue in a very relaxed way to breathe in light and breathe out anything that isn't useful, imagine that there is an energy field that you are a part of, an energy field around your body. This is your own energy field. Just be aware of your energy field. And now imagine that you can open your energy field at the bottom. And as you open your energy field at the bottom, imagine that wonderful earth energy is rising up. Imagine that you can feel earth energy rising up through the bottom of your feet, up through your ankles and calves. Feel the earth energy rising up through your knees and thighs, up through your pelvis, up through your abdomen and lower back. Feel the earth energy rising up through your hands and arms. Feel the energy flowing up through your chest and back, up through your shoulders and your neck, your chin, your jaw, your face. Earth energy flowing up through your scalp. Feel the earth energy flow up and up over the top of your head and spill back down to the earth. You have a continuous flow of energy from the earth flowing up through your body, up through all the layers and levels of energy around your body, and then spilling over and flowing back down to the earth. An infinite flow of energy. Now continue to breathe gently and easily, and allow this beautiful earth energy in through the bottom of your energy field, flowing up and over, flowing back down into the earth. And as you continue to allow earth energy to flow through you, sense that there is a cord that goes down, extending down from the base of your spine and extending down from the bottom of your feet. Feel that you are following the path of this cord as it goes into the earth. Sense this cord continuing to travel down through the soil, through layers and levels of rock, perhaps through underground rivers, through minerals, quartz, until the cord continues downward into the areas where the rock is beginning to soften. Imagine that in the absolute molten center of the earth, the core of the earth, the heart of the earth, that is where your cord is anchored. Know that your cord helps keep you solidly anchored, connected to the beautiful planet Earth. As you go about your daily business, whatever you are doing, know that this cord keeps you solidly connected to the Earth so your heart and your mind and your spirit can soar, and you will still be solidly anchored and grounded in the planet Earth. And now sense that the root of your energy field, this cord that goes down to the center of the earth, is like the root of a plant with a big taproot center that goes down to the center of the earth. And this root begins to spread out branches. So it's more and more solidly anchored and grounded in the earth. Sense that the cord is like the root of a plant spreading out, going further and further, moving its way perhaps through underground rivers, seeking out perhaps a river of diamonds and following along that, through layers and levels of the earth. So the cord branches out in all directions, downward, forward, and backward, side to side, so you have roots that extend throughout the entire earth. And now be aware that these roots flowing down from you into the earth, these wonderful roots, not only keep you solidly connected and grounded in our earth, but they also, like the roots of a plant, bring in the nutrients and nourishment from the wonderful energy of our earth. You might be able to feel yourself with this wonderful rootedness in the earth, opening to the beautiful energy that the earth provides. This is the same energy that grows plants, the energy that provides food. This is the beautiful life-giving earth energy that nurtures and nourishes and gives life to the creatures of the earth, and the creatures of the sea, and the creatures of the land, and the creatures of the air. And once again, feel into this extensive root system, your root system. Feel it is grounding and connecting you to the earth. Your root system not only keeps you solid and anchored and secured and stable, but also allows you to bring in all the aspects of life-giving earth energy that keep you healthy and keep you nourished and keep you nurtured. And once again, see if you can feel the earth energy being absorbed by osmosis, by the extensive root system that you have into the earth. Feel the earth energy rising up through your feet and legs, rising up through your entire energy field. And this wonderful energy spilling out and overflowing and going back down to the center of the earth. Feel this wonderful space of being solidly grounded in the earth. Know that you are solidly grounded in the earth, and you are nourished and supported by the earth. You are able to enjoy this physical existence. And also, solidly grounded in the earth, you are free to soar with your heart and mind and spirit. You have the ability to soar to limitless places, knowing that you're grounded in the earth, so it's safe to explore wherever you want to go. You have roots, and they make it safe for you to have wings. So wherever you may explore, wherever you may fly, you will always be able to come back into this body, into this earth plane, into this third dimension where your spiritual being is here to have a physical experience, solidly grounded in the earth. Continue to savor this wonderful energy that flows from the earth. Feel it moving through different parts of your body, moving through your emotional energy, moving through your mental energy, moving through your spirit. See if you can feel your spirit welcoming the opportunity to experience earth energy. Think of all the beautiful places in the earth and the beautiful kinds of energy that you have experienced. All of that and more is infinitely available to you. You're able to draw it in through this wonderful root system that you have, grounding and centering in our planet Earth. In this place of being securely grounded in the Earth, know also that your heart and mind and spirit are connected to the cosmos and all that is. You are open to infinite cosmic love. Infinite cosmic love flows into your energy field and down to the center of the earth, mixing and mingling with the earth energy, so that truly in your magnificent human form, while you are a creature of the earth, you are also a creature of the cosmos. Just savor this for a few moments. This place of perfect harmony, solidly grounded in the earth, open to receive the life-giving energy of our planet Earth, and open to receive infinite cosmic love. Solidly grounded state. Be ready now to begin to come back into your regular consciousness. Know that as you go about your activities this day, or as you sleep, whatever is your next activity or your next state of being, know that you can do whatever you wish to do. You can be whatever you wish to be. You can go wherever you wish to go, because you are solidly grounded in the earth and open to accept all the nourishing energy from our beautiful planet. And as you're ready, continue to feel the flow of earth energy through your system. And come back into your regular awareness. Come back to your breath. breathing in, breathing out, breathing in light, breathing out anything that is not useful right now. Hold this awareness of how solidly grounded you are. And when you're ready, come back to your regular consciousness, relaxed and refreshed and grounded, and ready for the next thing. Thank you for sitting with me. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.